As you listen to talk, answer questions 30 to 40. Complete the summary. Use the words from the box. There are more words in the box than you need. Some words may be used more than once. Hello, welcome to the Student Orientation Program. Today's session is on health issues, and this talk is about the headaches and how to avoid them. It may surprise you to hear that headaches are often caused due to hunger. In fact, one study suggested that 70% of headaches are related to hunger, which makes it the principal cause. The advice is simple: eat 3 meals a day and try to keep a fairly regular schedule for meals. People associate noise with headaches, and for most of us, excessive noise creates the condition for headache. Very loud noise is unpleasant, and people usually remove themselves from it. Having said that, younger people tend to tolerate noise better than their elders. So, I may be leaving noisy places far earlier than you. Just remember that exposure to too much noise may predispose you to a headache. Of course, we will associate headaches with studying. In fact, the headache probably does not come from the studies so much as from being tense. When you study hard, we often hunch over our work. Try raising your shoulders and tense them. Now relax. Can you feel how much more comfortable is a relaxed stance is? Another thing, it is very important to check that you are working in a good light. It would not only actually hurt your eyes to work in a bad light, but it will make you tired very quickly and is very likely to give you a headache. What's more, if you have a book flat on a desk in front of you, it will be harder to read, and you will have to hold your head in odd angles. It is wise to have a book rest which raises the material you are reading 45 degrees to the desk. This will help reduce the chance of a headache. Try to relax before bed so that you will be relaxed when you try to sleep. A soak in a hot bath may be helpful. It is also important to really sleep when you go to bed. A good mattress is a wise investment for people who wants to avoid headaches. This talk seems to keep coming back to tensions. Tension may cause you to chew too forcefully, clench your jaw, or grind your teeth, and this in turn may lead to headaches. It is very easy to say that you should not grind your teeth, and very hard to stop, particularly if you grind your teeth in your sleep. Try to avoid situations which will make you tense, particularly just before the bed. If you do compulsively grind your teeth in your sleep, ask your dentist about a soft mouthguard. In general, try to eat regular meals and avoid tense situations. Be sure you get plenty of exercise. Hopefully, your headaches will greatly reduce. One other thing I should point out, avoid smoky rooms and cars. Such places certainly encourages headaches, and the smoke may be doing you quite serious long-term damage.